Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you all for coming out for 8:30 session. I almost feel like I need to ask the gentleman to come back up and give us prayer after that first. Thank you. I also want to thank our moderator for the work that she's doing. I'm here representing the University of Michigan and our program, the Future Public Health Leaders Program. I want to tell you that the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. I have no relationships to disclose. Today I want to give you an overview of our program and some of the important features that I think are key to our program that we believe have been very successful in our objectives, and that is, of course, recruiting underrepresented minority students, undergraduate students, to be exposed to and interested in following public health. So the outline of my presentation, I want to give you a brief background of why this program exists, talk about the goals of both the CDC and the Future Public Health Leaders Program, or FLIP, from now on, what our objectives are, some of the components of our program, with special focus on our Michigan Mentor model, our MCUBE model. Talk about then the students and where they are in terms of understanding public health and understanding health disparities, and then our post-program strategies that we employ to keep track of our students. So you might wonder why we even have a program like this. First of all, it has been demonstrated in a HRSA report in 2006 that diversity in the public health workforce does have an impact on health disparities and health of underserved or minority communities. So based on that rationale, we are interested in increasing the number of underrepresented minorities into the public health workforce so then they can have then an impact on the communities that are suffering health disparities and health inequities. You'll notice that, let me just mention that all the pictures that you're going to see during the slides are our students. They are standing in front of the Office of Public Health Practice Office, which is where this project is actually based. Dr. Phyllis Meadows is our principal investigator, and so our project is a perfect collaboration between practice and academics. So the FLIP program is actually one of four undergraduate programs that have been funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the Office of Minority Health and Health Equity. The CDC structure, CUPS, which is CDC Undergraduate Public Health Scholars, is an initiative that was created about 4 years ago to address the need of increasing the number of underrepresented racial and ethnic minority students to exposure in public health and hopefully translate that into increasing the public health workforce. So FLIP at the University of Michigan is one of four sites in the country. We're accompanied by Morehouse College, Columbia University, and Kennedy Krieger Institute, which is based in Baltimore. So FLIP, that's our acronym, we share the same commitment as CDC of educating and training future leaders in public health, and we hope that we'll increase the public health workforce with diversity. Specifically, we want to increase the number of individuals who are from underrepresented backgrounds who are committed to addressing health inequities. And of course, we want to increase the actual numbers of students who then choose to go into a public health profession. These are also direct quotes from our students. So more specifically, the objectives of FLIP are, we have several objectives. One is to provide our participants, we have 50 participants every summer, with a 10-week summer program that exposes them to the multifaceted parts of public health. So we have five different departments in the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan, and we want them to be exposed to all of them. Secondly, we want to increase their understanding of health disparities and how the public health workforce can act as change agents in leadership roles to have an impact on these communities. Thirdly, we provide our participants with opportunities to learn hands-on about the field of public health. And I'll talk to you more specifically about that later in terms of the actual structure of the program. So for the last 3 years, we've had three cohorts. We've had almost 50 students every year from all states in the United States and the territories. I would be remiss if I did not put a slide of the Big House in this PowerPoint presentation. Just to remind you, the FLIP program has several components that I wanted to tell you about briefly. It's really exciting because all the students at all four sites, all 200 of them, come for a 3-day orientation at the beginning of the program at the CDC. So you can imagine an undergraduate who can't even imagine what the CDC is like. They're there, actually, at the CDC, talking with Frieden and all the other people at the CDC. So we expose them to the CDC. It's a bit of a dog and pony show, but the kids are very impressed and are able to learn firsthand what is public health in action. After their 3-day orientation at the CDC, then they go to their respective campuses. So our kids come back to the University of Michigan, and there they have a 9-week program where we have a number of things that we introduce them to. One, they have a field placement, and this is where our Office of Public Health Practice comes into place. All of our students have a placement in a site, either public health, some sort of public health organization, governmental organization, or a nonprofit or community-based organization. They're at their sites 3 days a week in which they are assigned a task. They're actually working on a project to get them hands-on experience to public health. So it's not just the lectures that they're getting, they're actually getting the hands-on experience. We have site visits that we take our students to where they are going all over southeastern Michigan to various health departments or the hospital or community-based organizations to further their information and their exposure to public health. We have a curriculum also that we introduce to the students 2 days out of the week so that they are exposed to faculty, researchers, practitioners who come in to give lectures or sessions around their specific expertise in public health. So they're getting hit by a number of different points. And then what I'm going to talk about, and more specifically, which I believe is our major contributor to success, is the Michigan Mentored Model. So this is a conceptual model that we developed at the University of Michigan, our team. We have a number of individuals on our team, faculty and staff, and we designed this model to have an active intervention with the students. So you see there's sort of three arms of that. There's a student, of course, at the middle. That's the primary focus. Each student is assigned a mentor at their site, their placement site. Actually, there are two mentors. There's their primary mentor, who's the person who's responsible for supervising the student, for interacting with the student and making sure that the student is doing what they need to do in terms of their project. Then there's the alternate site mentor, because we know in reality sometimes people are not always there. Some people go on maternity leave, some people take vacations, and so we need to make sure that there's somebody always there, so when the student goes to their site, they're like, I didn't have anything to do, I was just sitting there with nothing to do. They have a second mentor. Then we also have two mentors. These are public health professionals. These are people who have been in the field, who have advanced degrees in public health or experience in the community, and they have a group of 10 students that they meet with every week. So their role is also very important in this whole configuration. The idea behind the model is every student has multiple touches. So a student doesn't just come into the program, go to their site, go to their room, or hang out with their peers. There's multiple touches. They have a preceptor that they can respond to, can ask questions to. They have mentors. These are professionals who they're meeting with on a regular basis. They have staff. The FLIP staff are also, we're also engaged. So as much as they would like to, they can't escape us. They're just touched by a number of us. So our preceptors, they're a very, very important part of our program. And we take their role very seriously. We do a preceptor training with them before the students even get to campus. So, and they're selected based on their willingness and their understanding of the undergraduate student. We're usually dealing with graduate students because University of Michigan does not have an undergraduate public health major or minor. So we're primarily dealing with graduate students, and most of our sites are used to dealing with graduate students. So we need to make sure that the preceptors understand this is an undergraduate student who may be like 19 or 20 years old, who doesn't have any idea what public health is. They don't even know what kind of questions to ask or what they're seeing. So we need to have a carefully selected preceptor who understands sort of the developmental stages of undergraduates, where they are and how to best meet their needs. So we have our preceptors, and as I said, their role is to supervise. They are also responsible for designing a project that the student can then work on. So the students are not just placed at a site. They've actually had to construct a project that makes sense for the student to participate on. And we do have a diversity of preceptors that work with the students. So I'm kind of jumping the gun, but I want to let you know that evaluation is an incredibly important part of our program. It's not only mandated by the CDC, but it's something that internally we're interested in. So we do follow-up surveys with our students at 6, 12, 18, and 24 months. And preliminary data from cohort 1 and cohort 2 of our students found that almost 80% of our participants said they were either extremely satisfied or satisfied with their preceptors. We're very excited about that we think their preceptors are doing a very good job. The second component of the Michigan mentored model are, of course, the mentors. And the mentors are chosen, once again, by our program manager, usually, or by the team, to reflect different areas of public health. So some are seasoned professionals, some are recent graduates, some are advanced graduate students in public health, some are community professionals. And these mentors, there's two mentors that are assigned to each group of 10 students. Their role is to facilitate meeting with the students and to help students process what they're seeing, what they're experiencing on their site. So they'll come back every week to say, you know, I've had this experience, or we've did this or that on our site. And it's just for them to help them process what they're seeing, what they're experiencing, and also to guide them if they have questions about their career or graduate school or any number, even personal issues. We have some we have to sort of do intervention with, but the mentors are there as an additional layer of support for the students. Once again, our students, unfortunately we didn't ask this question in cohort 1, but in cohort 2, over 87% of our students were either extremely satisfied or satisfied with their primary mentors. We don't just select the mentors, we also do a mentor training with them before they even meet with the students. So the people that students are in contact with have been very carefully selected and are trained to address our students' needs, and we have a constant feedback system with them to see how things are going and hopefully to correct any things that are not going so well. As I mentioned to you earlier, one of our goals is to help students understand health disparities and health equity. And if nothing else, they get hit over the head for 9 weeks about health disparities. So by the end of the sessions, they understand, and we find this reflected in our data when we do post 6 month and 12 month surveys, that over 80% of the students feel comfortable with understanding the different concepts of social determinants of health, or understanding how gender, race, and ethnicity intersect with health. Many of them come in and they don't have a clue of how social factors, environmental factors contribute to health. By the end of the 10-week session, over 90% are saying that, yes, we get it. And they feel empowered now to either they go back to their campuses, they get involved in a public health activity. If they weren't already a public health major or minor, they're starting to take public health courses. So that is one of our objectives, is that students are now exposed and excited about public health. Like now, oh, I can make a difference, and this is how I can do it. So we're very, very excited about that. The students are getting it. And our goal also for this program, and this is one of the challenges that we have, is how to reach those students who might not normally think about public health as a career or have never even heard of public health. So we ask the average kid on the street or on the campus, you know, what is public health? They won't have a clue. So our goal is to try to reach those students as one of our primary targets in terms of getting students to think about health differently other than the traditional trajectories of medicine or dentistry or nursing. There's a lot of our students come to us that are pre-med, and then of course they drop out along the way, and we're like, well, no, this is another way that you can still have an impact on communities in terms of their health, and that's public health. And so they're like, yeah, that sounds great, we'll do that. This is a critical part of our program, and that is, how do we track our students? I'm sure those of you who've done either pipeline or pathway programs, this is a constant challenge. Like, you get them in there, they're excited, they're enthusiastic. At the end of the program, you lose them. So either they graduate or they move or so on and so forth. So we have instituted a number of measures to address that problem. As I indicated earlier, we do evaluation of all of our students, an online follow-up survey at 6, 12, 18, and 24 months. We also have what we call each one, reach one recruitment method, where we ask our students to then, when they go back to their universities or their communities, to reach out to another person to possibly recruit them into the program. Thirdly, we have a number of social media outlets that we use, of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, blogging, webinars. I think there are changes every year, so we're trying to keep up. Well, of course, we have to have young people on our staff to help us keep up with that, because we're a little out of the loop. But if you go to our website, you'll see we have an active blog, and we do webinars. We just did a webinar last Friday, where we try to engage students, either current students or prospective students, to tell them about the program. We also profile a number of our students on the site. It's called I Am Flip. So we have profiles of our students who have gone through the program and, of course, have glowing things to say about the program. So I would say, in general, our evaluation, our follow-up methods have been extremely successful. At 12 months post-program surveys, we had over 70% of alumni responded. At 24 months, that would just be the first cohort, we had at least 50%. So those are pretty impressive numbers that we think in terms of keeping them connected. And of course, we have students who have matriculated into the University of Michigan, and they also serve as sort of our network. They know where their cohorts are. Yes. And what they're doing. So, I know questions are coming at the end. So thank you.